Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today we'll talk with three special guests who will recap the 2021 Erie Homecoming event presented by the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Welcome to another edition of Business Spotlight, featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Today we're going to chat with three business owners who attended the recent Erie Homecoming event, the Chamber's signature event each and every year. Our first guest is Carl Nicolia, president of PS Energy. Carl, first off, tell us about yourself and give us some insight into your company and your industry.
Well, I'm an Erie fella, raised here my entire life, worked here most of my life. And we started PS Energy back in 2013. And we've been working diligently at it here in town. PS Energy provides products and services to large industrial furnaces that helps them reduce emissions and increase their productivity. I mean, we've developed a suite of products, starting really with a whiteboard back in 2013. And we've grown to a suite of very innovative products that help some of the world's largest industrial companies increase their productivity and run much more efficiently. The companies that we serve are typically big steel and big aluminum companies. So some of the names you might be familiar with, like U.S. Steel or Tata Steel on the steel side of things, Cleveland-Cliffs most recently. And then on the aluminum side of things, companies like Constellium or Novelis. And again, these are all large multinational corporations.
With the Chamber's signature event, Erie Homecoming, just taking place, Carl, tell us what your experience was like this year with Erie Homecoming.
So Erie Homecoming was a great two-day event. It was great for us and the FIRE cohort because we were able to tell our story about the different businesses, which was fantastic. I'm humbled to be part of this group because there's so many very, very smart people with some fantastic ideas, and it showed. Also, the event was fantastic because I think we covered a broad range of topics, equity and inclusion. I think a lot of the people that are in Erie for the first time, particularly with the cohort, were quite frankly surprised at all the resources that are available here, like the Beehive Network, and really the participation of the crowd. So I think it was a great 2 days, and it was great for us to be here. As an Erie person, it makes you feel proud to hear all the fantastic things that are happening in town. It makes you appreciate the fact that, you know, the Chamber and all these support organizations around are starting to pull in the same direction so that we can get more momentum going. And it feels more like a unified chorus today than individual voices. So that's really what came out in the past 2 days for me, sitting there as a person that's grown up in Erie.
Carl, one thing that has always struck me about Erie Homecoming and speaking to vendors after the event is the overall level of optimism about the future of Erie. What is your takeaway from this year's event?
I think I like the Beehive story was fantastic. The fact that we can get a public a government entity like the library and four or five different universities kind of all singing the same song and working collaboratively. I think that's a really amazing story. And I think it's going to pay huge dividends. That was fantastic. Also, we had the opportunity to tour several different construction sites or newly finished construction sites. And what's happening in downtown via EDDC? What's happening with the IHAC building? What's happening at the Wayne School? Those are all amazing projects that are going to deliver huge dividends for us. So as you said, you know, the optimism is high and it should be. I think it's going to be up to us now as a city to continue to support these entities. So that to me is the big takeaway. Lots of optimism and not a lot of just talking about it, but actually going and seeing where it's being done. And actually going to the projects and seeing the projects, hearing people that are actually doing things about changing the economic condition in the city. To me, that's the big takeaway, right? It's the actions that are happening. Sure, we can stand around and talk about things forever, right? but it takes people to go do things to make a change. And that's what we heard about over the past 2 days, which is fantastic. We're super proud to be a small part of that. You know, that was, we were lucky to be there.
You've used the word unity during our discussion. In your opinion, have you ever seen this level of unification locally when it comes to Erie's revitalization?
Yeah, so I would say ever is a long time, but recently I think the momentum is building, right? And everyone's just pulling together. So yeah, I can't talk too much historically, but it feels really good right now that we're all pulling in the same direction. And you know, we'll continue to have naysayers, but we just have to keep telling the wonderful stories. And there are so many wonderful stories of companies that are being set up here in Erie, that are hiring people here in Erie, that are getting funding from entities here in Erie. And those are the stories we have to continue to tell, because that's what's going to keep people in Erie encouraged to reach out and try things. And it's also going to encourage some of the people that, like the FIRE cohort is bringing in, to say, my God, this place is kind of interesting, right? We can go from end to end in 20 minutes. We've got all these fantastic students. We've got many entities that can help us. And hopefully we can hook one of these groups that comes through the cohorts to say, hey, Erie's probably the right place for me to set up shop. Then we're winning on both fronts. We're keeping our local people here and we're attracting new businesses to town. And that's how we're going to continue to grow.
Final question for you, Carl. Can you share what the future holds for yourself and for PS Energy as we close out 2021 and look forward to 2022?
Right. So, you know, coming out of 20, it was challenging, but I think there's lots of pent up demand right now in our industry. It's been very good. We are definitely at an inflection point for our business. So as we look into 2022, we're planning to double our staff as we go forward and continue to grow and provide significant value to our customers. Every one of our customers have made very public commitments around reducing emissions by double digits in the next 5 years. And for us, that creates a macro environment where we just need to go faster. And so in order for us to do that, we're going to have to double our team. So we're going to be out there looking for engineering talent to support us, for sales talent to support us, and quite frankly, looking for folks that are interested in joining us as a support organization, but also as an investor.
It's time now to bring in our second guest for today's Business Spotlight program. We'll now talk with Benjamin Legum, Managing Director of Muse Engine, about 2021 Erie Homecoming for the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Benjamin, thanks for joining us. We'll ask you the same question we asked Mr. Nicolia. First, give us some background about yourself, about your company, and the industry that your company is involved in.
Sure. So I have a background in biomedical engineering and material science and engineering, as well as manufacturing and processing or process engineering. I usually specialize in medical devices, but my team and I ended up actually basically trying to figure out what kind of products we wanted to develop ourselves instead of working for other people. And we ended up coming up with the archetype of Muse Engine. So the archetype itself is a reconfigurable mold system, or it's an injection 3D printing system. So basically, instead of having to develop a static mold, you can upload the same file format as a 3D printer into the system. The mold will reconfigure and you'll be able to do polymer or metal injections on demand. So it's ideal for small batch manufacturing and prototyping. It's basically a way of reducing product development costs so that the product development lifecycle isn't 5 months, but it's 5 minutes.
That sounds like an incredible product.
Right. Well, we're trying. I mean, we're trying to get there. So that's the goal, hopes and goals. And the FIRE Accelerator is definitely helping us out with that.
Benjamin, before we discuss Muse Engine a little bit more, take us through what your experience was like this year at Erie Homecoming.
I mean, they made me cry once or twice, but no, I'm kidding. Everybody was very hospitable. The show of Erie itself was really impressive. And I say this where, so I was a professor at Clarion about 6 years ago. So last time I came to Erie was about 8 years ago. And seeing how much this town has changed for the better over the last 8 years is amazing. The access to resources, the economic development initiatives, the support structures that have been put in place, the rehabilitation or the construction going on in this community is very impressive.
Benjamin, if you had to pinpoint one takeaway for yourself from Erie Homecoming, what would that be?
That this is a viable option. That Erie is a viable option. No, seriously, that's what I'm taking away from it, is that Erie is a viable option for setting up shop, for finding the resources I need, where it's, you know, labor, specific type of skill sets, all the way through to monetary resources to be able to get this company up and running.
Benjamin, with 2021 wrapping up soon and 2022 on the horizon, tell us what the future holds for Muse Engine.
I mean, it's going to be growth, R&D, and setting up shop. So that's what 2021 and 2022 are all about. 2021 is about putting all the resources, getting all the stars to align, and 2022 is setting up shop and making things grow. So that's what it comes down to.
Any other thoughts that you'd like to share with our listening audience about Erie Homecoming, or more tidbits about Muse Engine, before we wrap things up with you, Benjamin?
I mean, Erie Homecoming itself, just watching everything from the efforts of, you know, Gannon, as well as Penn State Barron, to be able to come together with this community, back to resources. Talent is actually one of our biggest concerns, being able to access talent. So being able to see that that's available, as well as being able to see that, you know, people are thinking outside the box. They're talking about diversity and inclusion. They're talking about different types of economic development and how it all ties in together as an ecosystem. It's not just one area, but it's the big vision. And that's, like I said, the homecoming definitely impressed me in the sense where it is a complete package, and those angles are all being taken into account.
And as a company that's growing, having access to the local talent that our area universities offer, sounds like you're going to be hiring and that you have some quality local options.
I have 4 engineering jobs I'm about to put the solicitations out for. So the answer to that is yes.
And we thank Benjamin Legum for his time. Let's bring in our final guest for this edition of Business Spotlight with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. We're going to talk to Erica Boeing, who is the CEO and founder of Accelerate Wind. Erica, thank you so much for joining us. And like we did with our previous guests, let's have you talk about yourself and introduce your company and your company's mission statement to our listeners.
Yeah. So Accelerate Wind, we're building affordable wind turbines for commercial buildings. And the main thing that we're doing, different than what a lot of other people have done, is we're taking advantage of the fact that wind speeds are naturally faster at the edges of roofs than other parts of the roof. So a lot of people have had that kind of somatic experience of walking through a city and going into an alleyway, and then all of a sudden wind rushes around the edge. The same thing happens at the edge of a roof. And so we have technology that we've developed alongside scientists at Argonne National Lab over the last 3 years that lets us actually channel and harness that faster wind so we can produce affordable wind energy right at the edge of the roof. So, and by affordable, I mean payback time in about 4 to 6 years, which is similar payback to what solar is getting today. And that's a $9 billion market in the US.
Erica, let me ask you this. Where did the brainstorm for this idea come from?
So actually, I did my master's in the Netherlands. I was doing a Fulbright scholarship over there at the time. I've always been an engineer, but I kind of was taking that time to think about how I could impact sustainability and things. And it's a funny story. I was actually at a conference, I was at a festival, sitting on a terrace, drinking a beer and staring at buildings. And like the thought literally just popped into my head of, hey, I wonder if we can capture wind at the edge of buildings. I wonder if it actually speeds up in a way that's meaningful. And so went home and did the math, and it seemed like it made a lot of sense. So we applied for grants, and 3 years later, we've gotten a bunch of Department of Energy funding and National Science Foundation funding to kind of get the technology ready for scale.
Erica, that is an amazing story. And my takeaway from what you just said is that the impetus of beer and having a tremendous idea, you tie it all together and you walk away with a great idea for a company.
Yeah, that's what they say. Most business happens at the bar, I guess.
That's fantastic. Again, what a great story. Let's discuss now your experience with Erie Homecoming and what you took away from it and what you enjoyed about it.
It was great. I had a really great time, met some awesome people. I was actually born in Erie, so a number of people pointed out that it was homecoming for me in a number of different ways. but I have a bunch of family in the area. So it was really cool to kind of come full circle in that way. But I was really impressed just with all of the passion that's going into growing Erie and all of the energy that's going towards that. So a lot of really cool things going on. So that was great to see.
Was there anything about Erie Homecoming that excited you to the point where you're already thinking about returning next year?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, a lot of it was just all the energy and growth around community development that's going on. I know for us, we're hoping that we'll be able to get some pilot projects in Erie. There's quite a lot of wind coming off of the Great Lakes. And it seems like there's a lot of people who are interested in that kind of thing and really like developing the infrastructure in the area. So that's really encouraging.
So it sounds like there are some great opportunities for you here in your hometown. For Accelerate Wind, closing out 2021 and moving forward into 2022, give us some of your thoughts on what we should expect from Accelerate Wind.
Yeah, so we, as I mentioned, we've been around for about 3 years, and we just got a good amount of grant funding that will let us kind of finish out the rest of our R&D and then move into the scale-up phases. So we're really happy about that. And so the next few years for us are about putting together a number of pilots in different areas and really showcasing the technology, proving that it does what we say it does, and then getting ready to certify our turbines and scale up from there. So that's our main goal. We're also building out our manufacturing supply chain and looking to work with some sheet metal manufacturers to get prepared for manufacturing and scale up, working with architects to refine our integration into buildings, and just all the things that we really need to do to be able to scale up en masse.
We're now going to open things up into more of a roundtable style form to close out the show. So this question will go out to all three of our guests. What would you ask the Erie community for to continue to help with the revitalization that was discussed so much during the Erie Homecoming program? Benjamin, we'll start with you.
Just more interaction with the local community support structures. So the more potential synergies that we can find, the happier I'll be. And just the part of the reason for setting up shop in this area is to see who I could partner with for supply, different types of vendors, supply chain along those lines. So the more people we can meet, the happier I'd be.
Similar here. I think I peppered a lot of the things that we're looking for from the Erie community into what I said before, but to repeat some of that, we're looking for large-scale sheet metal manufacturers to work with, buildings that are potential pilot sites for our wind technology, either with just wind or wind and solar. And then we are going to be raising investment over the course of the next year. So I'm looking to talk to investors as well.
So the only thing I would add is, how do we continue to get this great story out? There are several awesome new companies that are growing in Erie, that are hiring people in Erie, that are getting funded by local, either Fortune 500s or philanthropists or investors. And that story needs to continue to be told, because that's how it's going to perpetuate itself, right? So whether we're doing it here in radio or in print or on TV, that story needs to continue to come out. And then, as we said before, hopefully one of these very, very interesting tech companies will say, yeah, you know what? Being in Erie is the right place to be. And I'm getting a lot of support. The other thing I would add is that I have, I'm requesting to be one of the wind buildings for Erica. So my name is on the list, Erica. Don't take it off. So
no, amazing. You guys have a great building for it.
Thank you.
Carl, Benjamin, and Erica, thanks again for being a part of this edition of Business Spotlight for the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership discussing Erie Homecoming. Why don't you give some information out to any listeners taking in this program who might want to reach out to you to discuss some possibilities with your businesses?
If anybody wants to contact us who's listening, probably the easiest way is to go on our website, www.acceleratewind.com. There's a contact form on the website. It'll go direct to me.
So the website's museengine.com, and I can be contacted at ben@museengine.com or just even info@museengine.com. I'll get that information as well.
We can find more information about PS Energy at psnergy.com.
That will wrap up this month's edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. We thank all three of our guests, Carl Nicolia, President of PS Energy, Benjamin Legum, Managing Director of Muse Engine, and Erica Boeing, CEO and Founder of Accelerate Wind, for joining us on today's program. Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.